Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for the show. Thank you very much for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As you guys know at home, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Oksana. And I am here at Corridor. I'm actually one of the vendors at one of our local shops out here. The name of my brand is Intentions. And Intentions is a candle making company.
Okay.
It's local to Fort McMurray, and I've launched it approximately a year ago.
Oh, very cool. So tell me about your candles. What's unique about them?
What's different about them is, it's everything that I do is I try to create it with intent behind it. So I put a lot of love, passion, and intention behind my product.
Okay.
What's different about them as well is that I decorate all my candles. So that's where my artsy, artistic side comes out.
Okay.
But ever since I had become a mom, I've tried to live my day by setting intentions. Well, after waking up and having intent behind everything that I do.
Okay, very cool.
So every candle is, it's got a little message of intent behind it.
Nice.
And I only make them when I'm in a good, positive mood.
Nice.
Because I want to ensure that my clients, when they purchase the product, I want them to feel good about their purchase.
Right.
And I want my candles to be, you know, to bring a little light into their home when they're, as they light them.
Yeah. So what materials do you make your candles out? I know nothing about candles, so I'm going to ask a lot of silly questions, but what are they made out of? Like wax, crayons? I have no idea.
So they're made out of soy wax. All my candles are 100% natural soy wax.
Okay.
Most of the conventional candles that you see at the store are made out of paraffin, and paraffin is, not very good to burn in the home. It's derived out of petroleum.
Okay.
Soy wax is just, it's derived out of vegetable oil.
Okay.
So it's a lot healthier.
Yeah.
Especially if you have pets or children in the home.
Right.
It's just a lot, if you're a more health conscious individual, it's a lot healthier to burn in your home.
Okay. And do these candles have a scent or no, or does that soy wax have a scent that's individual to itself?
So the soy wax itself is not scented.
Okay.
And the candles do have a scent.
Okay.
And that would be, I do add fragrances to the soy wax, which do make them scent, which makes them scented.
Right.
I also do a lot of custom orders. So there's certain scents that I make on a regular basis, but then I'll always have clients reach out to me and ask me about a particular scent that they might be keen on trying out, and so I'm always open to that, and I do customized scents as well.
How do you put scent in a candle? Like, is that, can we talk about that? Is that a secret? Like, I don't even know.
So there's a lot of chemistry behind it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, my kitchen often looks like a chemistry lab.
Right.
The wax itself, the soy wax, comes in sort of like flakes.
Okay.
And it gets warmed up. It gets heated up to a certain temperature.
Right.
And then once that wax is heated up to a certain temperature, I cool it down to a different temperature.
Right.
I pour in the fragrance.
Okay.
Stir it nicely.
Yeah.
Pour it into the glass. And then that entire process takes approximately a couple of weeks
okay.
for the fragrance to properly bind to the soy
wow.
wax. So it's like in a little chemistry lab.
Yeah.
That I'm in my
kitchen. Is this something you have to like keep like reheating and molding again, or like once you set it,
no.
now you put it like in a dark place, or what happens?
It doesn't have to be a dark place. You okay. just put it in a room. It just you want to ensure that you leave it in room at room temperature.
Okay. Neat.
Because the curing process itself can be very sensitive.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, but the whole process of fragrance binding to the soy wax, it
yeah,
takes
yeah.
approximately 2 weeks.
Okay, interesting. Now, you said you started this business about a year ago, approximately.
Yes.
What was the kind of brainchild? What was the seed? How did the idea spark and you move forward with it?
So, I've always had an artsy, creative side to me. The idea sparked from the fact that I was a stay-at-home mom,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to, you know, that was a huge part of my identity, but then there's other parts to my identity as well that
right.
I wanted to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as much as I love being a mom, I wanted like a little hobby on the side.
Right, right, right.
And that's how the business came about.
Okay.
And I'm not a Fort McMurray local,
yeah.
so I've discovered that there's actually quite a few moms out here who are not local to Fort McMurray.
Right.
And I wanted to make a product that made people feel good.
Yeah.
So I noticed, you know, when you're kind of away from family and whatnot, it tends to get a little bit lonely at times.
Yeah.
And when your partner's at work, working on site, long hours,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to use my creative side to create products with intent and products that made people feel good.
That's
during
cool.
those, you know, days where they might be missing
yeah.
home, missing family and
yeah.
whatnot.
Okay, cool. We're going to take a quick little break. We're going to go to a commercial from one of our sponsors, Carrie. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue. And come check out all the other local vendors.
And we're back. Okay, so going on top of that topic, you're not from Fort McMurray. How long have you been here? Where did you come from?
I've been here for about 2.5 years
okay.
at Fort McMurray, and I'm from Toronto, Ontario.
So you came here like at the beginning of the pandemic, roughly.
Yes.
Brutal time to come up here to meet people.
It worked out for me because I ended up getting a job out here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, nice. And so what brought you out here?
My partner.
Okay.
Yeah. He worked out here for a few years.
And yeah. Yeah.
During the pandemic, when I got laid off.
Yeah.
It was just the perfect time to come out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so you said you're a mom, boy mm-hmm. or girl?
Boy.
Yeah, how old?
He is going to be a year and a half in
nice.
2 weeks. Yeah.
What's his go-to? Is he, like, some parents do, some people don't. There's no judgment mm-hmm. with this question. Does he watch television or an iPad, or is there a show that he's like, this is his go-to jam?
He used to. Right now, he's in this phase where he's very super inquisitive.
Okay.
He's a little rambunctious.
Yeah.
He's a little monkey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes that's what I call him.
Yeah.
He's very active.
Oh,
very
cool.
active. He just likes to explore. He's a little explorer right now. Like,
nice.
I'll find him. Definitely keeps me on my toes.
Yeah.
You know, when I turn away for like a couple minutes and I find him on top of the table. So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hence, I call him a little monkey.
Monkey,
sometimes.
Yeah. It's one of those things when you have a kid, like when they're a baby, you want them to like move for the first time or
yes.
roll.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, look, he moved. And then
yeah.
you're like, oh, no, he can move.
Yeah.
And like, oh, we
yeah.
want him to roll. Oh, no, he can roll. It's just one
yeah.
of those things as they become more mobile. It's
yeah.
just more stress.
Yeah, you don't quite know what it entails until you're actually in it, and you're like,
yeah.
okay, it's a little much.
Yeah. So in regards to your product, you've been selling it now. Do you find that most of your customers are here locally, or are you selling it outside of Fort McMurray as well?
So at the moment, I'm mostly selling locally.
Okay.
I just had quite a busy season this past summer. It's wedding season, so I've had a lot of custom orders.
Oh, nice.
For weddings, for bridal proposal boxes and such.
Oh, cool.
So at the moment, it is local, but eventually I'd like to kind of venture into perhaps shipping my product across Canada.
Mm-hmm. And so how are people finding you? Like, do you have a Facebook page, a website, or is it just like word of mouth and people are giving you a call?
So at the moment it's word of mouth. I also do have an Instagram page and a Facebook page as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then how did this opportunity in the corridor present itself to you?
Through social media, through Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, I just came across Courtney's page, and she was advertising that she'll be opening a shop.
That's right.
Looking, and she was at that time looking in search of local vendors.
Right. So have you, because some people that I've interviewed so far haven't got their area set up. Have you set up your area? Or are you still working on it?
I have. It's partially set up. We're still in the process of kind of moving me.
Right.
But it'll all be set up by the grand opening day, which is on Saturday.
There we go. Awesome. Well, listen, thank you very much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been great. Now, please feel free to come back again and again and again. We're at different studios or at our home studio. But before I cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun. Could be anybody. We've had cars, we've had moms, we've had anything.
Shout out?
Shout out or plug, yep. It could be your business. It could be anything.
Okay, I'll give a shout out to my business, Intentions, and I can be found on Instagram and Facebook. My Instagram page is Intentions_YMM, or Facebook at Intentions.
There we go. Awesome.
Thank you.
Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Other than that, I hope you're having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.